listener production.
A gunman remains on the run. Schools closed this morning as teachers strike, and when we'll have a decision on a Tassie AFL team. A shower or two today. We're heading to a top of 16 degrees. I'm Rachel Burke, and this is your Hobart Local News. A large-scale manhunt continues across southern Tasmania after shots were fired at police vehicles near New Norfolk on Monday night, narrowly avoiding the officers behind the wheel. Brighton's Robert Gregg identified as the man on the run. The 33-year-old is believed to be driving a blue Holden Colorado. Commander Tim Dooley says drones, the rescue helicopter and specialist resources are scouring the area.
With a person that's been using firearms, there's a significant level of risk involved. So we'll be using some of our tactical personnel to take that person in custody.
While luckily no officers were injured in Monday night's incident near Glenfern, Colin Riley from the Police Association of Tasmania says it highlights the risk on the front line, with the staff impacted to be provided with ongoing support.
Look, the actions of the offender are abhorrent, and the actions that he took against our members could have led to a death.
A heads up to parents. All public schools will open at 10:30 a.m. today as teachers go on strike, demanding government action to address increasing workloads and stagnant pay. The Australian Education Union is apologising to parents but is remaining adamant a strike is needed to get the state government to listen and improve things for educators. AEU Tassie branch president David Genford says it's not an easy choice but a necessary one.
If no one stands up to this government to say we are serious and we want to see action, they're going to be more than happy to just trundle along with what is currently happening, and it will be our students that lose out in the long term. So to the parents and carers out there, please know this action is not taken lightly.
Shadow Assistant Minister for Foreign Affairs Claire Chandler is calling for Iran to be removed from the UN Commission on the Status of Women. It comes as protests erupt across the globe following the death of 22-year-old woman Mahsa Amini in police detention over Iran's conservative Islamic dress code. The Tassie MP says the federal government needs to step up on the issue and stand in support of women's rights.
The federal government has responsibility here, and I think it is inexplicable that our Labor federal government didn't make a clear statement about the presence of Iran on the UN Commission of the Status of Women while several ministers were at the UN in New York in the last week.
And back home, October 7 is the date we'll know if Tassie's bid for an AFL team has been successful. Club presidents have been given a deadline of next Friday to give their verdict on a 19th licence, the state government offering up $12 million over 12 years as a part of the bid. Former Aussie cricket captain Tim Payne could make his return to first-class cricket next week when Tassie plays its first Shield game of the summer. Payne hasn't played any major cricket since resigning as Test captain last November amid that sexting scandal. And after a two-year break due to COVID, Tasmania is preparing to return to the national hockey stage this week. Both Tassie Tigers sides are in the final stages of preparation for the beginning of the Hockey One season. When the league was last played in 2019, the men finished third while the women finished bottom of the ladder. They open their season against the Brisbane Blaze on Friday at the Tasmanian Hockey Centre.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.